Show me the money! Show me the money!
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Debuted this 2 weeks ago. We got a winner first up.
And?
That was from Kelvin McAvoy. Albeit he gave us about eight horses.
Yeah, we were a bit light on last week.
Graham Begg just dominated the one horse last week, Mildred, and it ran third. And we said, righto, that's the trainers. Let's go to our number one jockey, and that is Glenn Boss. And he's been good enough to join us. Bossy, good morning.
Good morning, lads. How are we?
Well, Vera, all the better for talking to you, young man, given that you've got a very nice little book of rides tomorrow. Nice three good chances.
Yeah, looking forward to it, guys. So hopefully we hopefully you're saying those nice things about me tomorrow afternoon, eh?
Well, we hope so. So do our vast audience out there. Have got their pens ready. You've got a very good chance in the Futurity Stakes tomorrow in Colding. What can you tell us?
Yeah, he's a good horse. Obviously, you know, it's his form's there for everyone to see. He's pretty basic. He's a winner. Ever since he's been gelded, he's only been beaten twice, and that's first up. So he's just a real good, honest, genuine racehorse, and he's going to be hard to beat there again tomorrow.
You should get a lovely run from gate five too.
Yeah, he's a pretty versatile horse. That's a good thing about him. He's got no set pattern. You know, you can ride him wherever you want. He'll adapt to the speed. Obviously, he's going around Caulfield for his first go, which is, you know, can always be a bit of a trick. He's never been this way of going, and you'd probably rather go on a different track to Caulfield if you're going to go first time Melbourne. But he's a pretty adaptable horse, mate. He's genuine. He's easy to ride. But that's probably one thing I've always got in the back of my mind is make sure that he gets around the corners properly and does the job.
I'm a bit worried about Super Seth, the Bossy. Who's the biggest danger?
Oh, there's no doubt. He looks just. He just attacks the line, this horse, doesn't he? He's done some almost impossible things, this horse. Obviously, the three-year-olds get that weight advantage. He loves Caulfield. He'll love the trip. He'll race on speed. He's another horse can race basically anywhere. And he definitely looks the horse to be. I seen Melody Bell at the track on Tuesday, and she looks like she's going to improve off the run, like my bike will. When you look at the field, it doesn't look like there's too many winning chances, put it that way. There's a few that probably can't win. So it's going to be an intriguing race to see who really pulls out and actually narrows out and comes down the straight and looks like the real winner.
It's qualified for the All-Star Mile as well next month. So we get a good read from what happens tomorrow?
Yeah, it will be. You know, we had the two come out, Catalyst and Alligator Blood race, go head-to-head last week. So yeah, you're going to see a couple come out and go head-to-head this week. So it's going to be intriguing form lines going towards the All-Star Mile in a few weeks' time. So, like I said, for me, tomorrow's obviously, you know, I expect the horse to run well or even win. But just really need to make sure he does everything right going towards that All-Star Mile, because that's our grand final for this prep.
Now, race seven, the Group 1 Blue Diamond Stakes, are on board Glenn Fiddick. It's a $67 chance. What do you say about its chances?
He'd have to improve, definitely, because he looks like he's had his chance to run well, which he has done. Well, he hasn't got beaten far in his races, but he's had his chance. He hasn't had any bad luck or thing go terribly wrong with his run. So, he's been beaten, you know, two lengths sort of thing, and probably that's about where he sits without being on the horse's back before, but he looks like he's going to come out and pull an all-stopper run out to beat these horses. But, it is what it is, I think. That's where he sits in my mind, yeah.
And then race nine, the Group 2 Peter Young Stakes, Constantinople. Talented stayer, imported from Europe, might need the run?
Oh, it definitely would, but it's probably the right race to kick him off in. You know, he ran really well in the Caulfield Cup. Arguably, you know, probably could have never won a Caulfield Cup with his first run in Australia. And then his second run, he had that, you know, had given no chance in the Melbourne Cup. So, you know, it's hard to knock him. Be interesting to see what appearance he makes this preparation, because he was I got to ride him once in a gallop last preparation. I like him. It'd be interesting to see what development he's made for this preparation. So he's only going to have a light prep, and he's going to be sort of targeted towards next year's Melbourne Cup. So, all in all, you still want to see him run very well.
Hey, Bossy, did you see the run of Alligator Blood last weekend?
I did, yeah. You know, he all sat there glued to the TV.
What a race.
It was, yeah, he's a hell of a horse. everyone sort of, I know the horse quite well. I haven't ridden against him a few times, and he's a real genuine article. He's, I just love the way he races. He floats along and looks like he's not going any good. That's just his pattern. All the boys saying, oh, Catalyst has got him. And I say, you wait till his horse when he's put him to the metal. He just keeps finding and finding. That's what he did. And to be honest, on the line, he was going away from that horse. He was actually getting better on as he got to the line. And he's going to be a great race set up, that Guineas, when it comes, all these horses get together again. It's going to be a fantastic race.
Yeah, throw the third horse in there as well. It was pretty impressive. So, Colding tomorrow, Bossy. We like to get him rated out of 10. 8.5 is the highest we've had so far. So, what's your confidence levels?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely up there in 8.5 at least. You know, look at his record. He's a horse that gives you confidence. He's just got a superstar record, and he'll give his best tomorrow. So, yeah, he's definitely up there with 8.5.
Righto, we're going to hold you to it. Good luck on the weekend. Got a big month ahead. Thanks for joining us.
Mate, any time for you, lads. Yep. Thank you.